Would you tell me about doing the washing and ironing in the old days?
Elbow grease.
Elbow grease.
Right on warm arms. Warm arms I was washing.
Uh-huh.
For myself and all these children.
Oh.
Yes, sir. That old washboard, you know, tub and washboard. There we go.
How about the ironing? How did you...
Just take one of those little irons, you know, with the handle. And ironing boards, have a supply cut, you know, sharp as... Squared one end, sharp at the other end, and padded.
I see.
And put our piece across that, put the things on there and iron it. With those little irons.
I see.
Smoothing iron. I had one, I got one, he's back in there somewhere now. I had it for keepsake.
Yeah.
And I had one for a dope problem to give, but Charlie, a little girl, Jean Chose painted it and made a dope prop out of it.
Oh, I see.
And I said, well, I'm getting a bunch of cord out in my electrifying. And I said, I'm getting tired of wearing rough, dried clothes. I said, you take that iron and scrape that paint off for me. I said, and I got one. I said, now give me two. And I said, now I can iron my clothes. She ain't brought the iron back yet. I think she's using it for a clothes prop.
I see. Where would you keep the broom in the old days?
Behind the door.
Behind the door?
Yes.
What did you do in the morning, the first thing in the morning to the house? What did you do to keep it? Did you clean it or?
Keep it clean, you mean?
Yes.
First thing we do is always make the beds.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sweep the floor. Dust everything. I had a big dusting brush made out of turkey feathers.
Oh, right.
Long, you know, the tail feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And a dust brush and we dust off everything with that.
Mm-hmm. I see. And would you have to pick up after the children or did they do it?
Done give out picking up. That's why I put in the plunder room, as I said. Yes, sir.
And did you have anything that you carried eggs around in from the...
Big basket with a handle.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
Did you have your own chickens?
Yes, sir. Chickens, my lord and must. I had no chickens that... I can't tell you how many chickens I haven't had. To give all these children eggs and things, them that got big enough grown mad, you know, if it's why I could reach them, they'd come get eggs. Chickens. It was the social sell some of them sometimes for me. It was cheap then, you know, what chickens were.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's the way I did them.
Okay.
And we'd eat chickens. We didn't know what beefsteak was like to have now. We'd have beefsteak every weekend.
I see, not every day.
Chickens would be our steak through the week.
I see.
That's right.
Do you remember what you had before you had a bathroom in the house? Where did
out of those toilets.
Kind of joking words would you use for that, the children?
Privy.
Privy?
Yes.
That'd be quite a joke to the children, huh? And how about, what did you call this place here and the one that's out in front? Did you call this a porch?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the porch is the outside house. Porch. Now this would be the, what do we call this?